Hello, this is Pastor Alan Fleming of Throne of Grace Ministries, thanking you for visiting our website and choosing to hear this teaching title, In God's Time. Have you ever asked a theologian why you did not apparently receive a thing that you prayed for, only to hear this? Yes, brother, sister, brother or sister. Yes, brother, yes, sister. Yes, brother, sister. God answers prayer, but it is in His time. In other words, I can't think up another excuse for God, and this one is hard to dispute since time is infinite. Sometimes, when we don't know the answer to difficult questions, we're tempted to make up excuses for God. This one is a standard cliche. It has always annoyed me. Here, then, is the truth about God's time. God's time is now. Now is this present moment. Listen to this teaching from Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, because he was given God's wisdom. Ecclesiastes 3:15. That which has been is now. In other words, the past is the present. And that which is to be has already been. In other words, the future is the past. And God requireth that which is past. There is no time in God's world except this present moment. Matthew 6:34, a commandment from Jesus. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day are the troubles thereof. Matthew 6:11, a teaching from Jesus about how to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Please notice that Jesus did not pray saying, give us in your time our bread. That should be a thought-provoking teaching. Jesus was using this teaching to show us how God responds to our prayers, not in the sweet by and by, as we've been taught, but right now. Luke 9:23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, in other words, accept me, and take up his cross, in other words, accept the complete reconciliation and work of Jesus on the cross and in his resurrection, daily, and follow me. See, Jesus was telling us that we have to accept his complete work on the cross and his burial and resurrection daily and follow him. Here's the exclamation point from Jesus on this subject. This is a direct quotation of Jesus from the Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible is a more pure translation of the original Hebrew and Greek texts than the King James Bible, which we normally use. From Luke chapter 18, verse 2 through 8. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither respected men. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. And for a time he would not. But later he said to himself, though I have neither reverence or fear for God, nor respect or consideration for man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will defend and protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming, or at the last she come and rail on me, or assault me, or strangle me. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not our just God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, us, who cry to him day and night? Will he defer them and delay help on their behalf? I, Jesus, one who was and is to come, the King of Kings, the one by whom all things were made, the great I am, that I tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. Now, Jesus is going to ask you and me a humdinger about ourselves. Yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? In other words, will he find us living one moment at a time with joyful expectation of the things that we cannot see in the earth? You see, what Jesus is saying is that God is going to bless us speedily. Yet, when he comes, will he find faith in this earth? Jesus is clearly teaching us that God answers our prayers immediately and without delay. The problem is not with God's slow responses or his unwillingness or our bad report card. The problem is, and has always been, the unbelief in our hearts. Here's some more Jesus teachings. John 4:12-13, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Because Jesus reconciled us to God by fulfilling his assignment to pay for our sins, we've been made holy, blameless, and unreprovable in the sight of God. God then has made us a royal priesthood and a joint heir with Jesus. If we believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, and we believe in our hearts and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, therefore nothing is impossible for those who believe. And whatsoever things you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. This is Jesus. And verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Please note the lack of qualifications in this promise from Jesus. Please note the lack of the excuses usually associated with this promise by men, such as, yes, but you must pray in his will. Yes, but it's in God's time. Yes, but it must be good for you. Yes, but you must be in right standing with God. Yes, but God will not bless a mess, etc. Next time somebody tells you God will not bless a mess, ask him this question. Ask him to explain to you how it is that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, which was the greatest thing he could do, not the least. Ask somebody who tells you that God will not bless a sinner how he did that. Mark 11, 22 through 24, a teaching from Jesus. Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that the things that he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, us, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. God's time is now. Only believe, dear hearts. This is Pastor Allen. Thank you for listening to this teaching. Signing off.